Blog Talk Radio.
Life, growth, and wellness.
Sandy Rogers, and you know what? I'm bringing you Truthful Tuesday on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. How you doing? I'm so glad that you decided to join in with us tonight, May 29th. This is the last Tuesday of May, and so we bring another month to a close here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and you know, we invite you in to party with us every week. And so, but, you know, Mom and them always said you don't just invite people into your house. You got to do certain things. And so what we do in way of preparation, first thing we do is ground ourselves in affirmative thoughts so that we can kind of shed, you know, all of what's happening. That it may be a little strange or not very pleasant for us. And so the first thing that we do is get ourselves anchored in our daily message, and that happens to be from my blog post at revsandy.wordpress.com. And so today's message that I'm going to share with you is called Standing Strong in Spirit. To stand strong in spirit is to truly know spirit. Spirit is available to each one of us. We can connect with the awesome power of the Most High Holy Spirit when we choose to do so. I stand strong in spirit, knowing whose I am, a child of God. I stand on the spiritual truth. This foundation is unshakable. I take time daily to communicate with my inner spirit. This communication is incredible and sends wondrous energy throughout my body. I am energized by this communication. I feel renewed when I connect. It is awesome to know spirit is always available to me. All I need to do is to call upon the power, and it is mine. I stand in spirit by allowing myself to freely express the goodness that is within me. I share with others from my storehouse of plenty. I have plenty of love and joy. I have plenty of words of support and encouragement. I have plenty of positive gestures, a smile or a nod of approval. I express God in all of my interactions with others. I stand strong in spirit by being good to myself. I treat myself as I would have others treat me. I nourish my inner spirit by being honest with myself at all times. I love me unconditionally. I forgive myself whenever it is required. I talk loving words to myself. I wrap the warmth of God around me and walk tall. Yes, today I stand strong in spirit. Only good comes to me this day. I rejoice in my constant connection with spirit. I give thanks. Yes, indeed. And I'm going to tell you just how this message applies to what we're doing today in just a few seconds. But The next thing that we must do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, is we acknowledge the energy and the spirits of our ancestors. Let that be a part of your daily, hourly, minute-to-minute routine. Just acknowledge the love and the energy from our ancestors, and just imagine that they're the ones that are giving you the power to do the different things that you're doing. When you turn, you look around and you'd be like, what made me do that? It's your ancestors. They got your back. So we always stop and pause for a moment to let our ancestors know that we love them genuinely, and we so appreciate all that they did for us and are doing for us. So, ancestors, we love you, we salute you, and we know you got us. Ashe, 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 oh. That's those ancestors, man. I'm going to tell you about them in a minute, too. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So today's show, we're going to be talking about this movement because it will be televised, and it's coming up in just a couple of weeks. I mean, we've been talking about this for so long, right? It's June 21st. That's just a couple of weeks away from now. So I want to tell you how this thing got started, and then we'll get into the show because it ties in to the daily message, I Stand Strong in Spirit. About 14 months ago, I was having my little daily chit-chat with God, the Most High, and I was just having this conversation that colors are not exposed to alternative methods of healing. And so we succumb to dialysis centers and living in food deserts, eating fast foods and processed foods and just a whole array of things that are not healthy for us, because a lot of our people, we don't see people doing yoga or doing energy work or growing, having their own farms and gardens and things of that nature, eating live foods or knowing the difference between live foods and processed foods. And so I said, God, that's why we're so sick. That's why these inner communities are just dying at such an alarming rate, because they don't know. And I said, and every time these other organizations do these events, we're not represented. So I'm just going on and on. So I get tapped on the shoulder, right? And God was like, well, maybe it's for you to do it. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done now, right? And so, but I knew, because I had been being prepared like all my life. I worked with corporate America for 20-something years, and I was the state coordinator for the telephone company. And so I was traveling, you know, from San Diego up to San Francisco all the time, you know, putting together different programs and things like that. So I was not a stranger to coordinating and organizing different venues or different trainings and things like that. And then once I took retirement from the telephone company, I opened my own modeling company, which was a brand new venture for me because I had never done anything like that. And on that line, I was a clothing designer. And so I was involved with another modeling company where I kind of learned the business aspects of it. And so, you know, and then my mom, back in the 70s, first introduced me to herbs and saying, you know, there's a different way of life, there's a different way of living than taking pills. And I had already, at that point, had suffered my first negative reaction to some medication that the doctor had given me that was a misdiagnosed ailment that the doctor said I had, and the pills that I was taking made me even sicker. And so all of that was a part of me being prepared to do this, you know, the thing that I'm sitting there arguing with God about, you know, like, well, this is missing in my community and it needs to happen and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I live by the words that I write, you know, and standing strong in spirit just means that you call a thing a thing, and if that's what you're led to do, then know that you've got everything that you need simply by the fact that it was given to you. And then, as I was telling, you know, a part of our daily ritual on the program is that we honor our ancestors. And my mom just recently transitioned to the other side in last November. But I know she's got me on this project. When I be feeling a little low or a little unsure or not knowing, you know, like where to put my feet and who to call on, she got me, man. And she's telling me and she's pushing me. And so that's why I encourage you to do the same thing with your ancestors. You know, even if you want to go back further than names that you know, do that. You know, do that because they got you. All you have to do is acknowledge them because they're not going to show up just because they're your ancestors. You got to call on them. And, man, once you call on them and you believe, ooh-wee, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it in the world. So this whole Life, Love, and Wellness Global, a worldwide, you hear me, worldwide wellness movement, it's about helping everybody. It's not about just people here in America or people here in Georgia or people here in Atlanta or Los Angeles where I'm from, but it's for people everywhere. Got to be about educating and giving people, because we should know that every other place on this planet Earth looks at America as being the country to guide them to, you know, higher grounds and better way of living. But most of the individuals that are in the third world countries is what we call them, I'm sure. We probably started that whole terminology. They were living, Okinawa, Japan, they were living well into their hundreds. One of our speakers, actually, that's a part of the program, talks about people in Africa that are over 100 walking miles and miles every day, and men that are still with multiple wives and satisfying them sexually, over 100, you know. But people are looking to America for the bright idea, right? And what we doing over here, we're killing people. So that's why it's so important that we get this message out to people around the world. So I just wanted to give you a little background, because just to let you know how all of this works with the daily inspirational message. And when I wrote that, I didn't write that thinking that I was going to say it tonight, right? Because it's a part of everything. Because the ancestors got my back, my mama, my grandmamas, my sisters, my godmothers, my aunties, my mama-in-laws, all of them, they got me. That's just the female energy. Because me and my uncles and my granddaddies, man, we loved each other. So I got it on both sides, and they hold me up. So just want to let you know, you looking for some strength to do some stuff, call on them ancestors. All right. So here we go, y'all. It is Truthful Tuesday. That was the truth about how this whole movement got started. And I tell you, I get more and more energized every day. Each one of the individuals that have been interviewed are just, oof, they're going to blow you away, because even though their official, quote-unquote, training may be in a specific area, that's not necessarily the message that they came to deliver to you. We've got three youth, 14, 16, and 18, that tell us some stories of things that even at that age they understand that they've overcome something, proud to share where they are, and they give you a message of hope. It's just, you guys, all right, so here we go. You know that you have, you're invited to join in the conversation tonight, you guys, right? And so all comments are always welcome, and every voice is heard with complete acceptance. We don't do any judgment around here because we don't want nobody judging us. So our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and just press 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to speak live on air. And, again, we're talking about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and getting your input on things that you would like to see take place in this. And so it's coming, like I said, June 21st. That's like 3 weeks away or something. I don't know. I'm counting days, but they just, whew. Anyway, that is June 21st is a summer solstice, and I'm going to have one of our team members to explain the power in that day when we come back from a quick little short music break. So we'll be right back. Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Oh, man, I tell you, I'm so geeked up. You know, I get geeked up on Tuesdays anyway, but, man, with the summit coming, with the movement, I've called it everything, webinar, summit, movement. It is here to bless, to educate, and to help you maneuver your way through this lifetime. Anyway, we'll be right back. Love you. That was a whole trip down memory lane. That was from 1975. So we went back just a little bit for you. That was Brass Construction, Moving. And so welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You know, before we took that quick break, I was just giving you a little bit of update on the Worldwide Wellness Movement, the webinar. And but I want to, before we get into that conversation, I just wanted to share a little bit with you. My dad turned 97 2 weeks ago on the 16th of the month. And my niece, Latifa Safir, took him for his first ever massage last week. I tell you, he was jazzed. Oh, man, he was like, there was two women rubbing that oil all on my body. So, you know what? Treat your people good. Just, you know, whatever you can think of, make their day, you know? It'll make yours, too. And I just wanted to share that with you because I just thought about him and when the group was singing, got myself together, because I tell you, man, he couldn't wait to tell me about those two women rubbing on his body. And he's like, ooh, that oil just felt so good. And that was such a wonderful thing that my niece did for him. And I tell you, he will remember that forever and ever. So 97 is still young, you guys. So, you know, you got some folks out there that gave you life or continues to give you life. Make sure you let them know that you love them. So I opened up the line on Star Waters. He's been my sidekick for the last month or more, specifically to interview and film a lot of our presenters, speakers that are going to be involved in this wellness movement, or that are involved, I should say, because they're locked in. We've done all the recording that we needed to do. We're doing creating the finished product now. So, but Star, if you would tell everybody who you are, and then share with us the importance of the summer solstice, June 21st.
Well, hello, Sandy. Hello, guests.
Hey.
For the show. So you didn't call the show.
No, we didn't.
We know. Yeah, this is a surprise. I had to get my hands out the dishwater and dry up and all of that. So anyway, just being a little transparent here. So thank you for allowing me to have a couple of moments here on the show. Yes, my name is Star Waters, and I'm a wellness coach. I also like to call myself a food politician, because I just really love to investigate the food companies and what they're doing to us. And Sandy and I have had the wonderful opportunity to work with each other on several events and with several different companies, and we just really bonded together because we're so like-minded. You probably called on me, Sandy, because my name is Star Waters, and that's really my astrological name. I am Aquarius, as it is above, so it is below. So I speak astrology. That's my second language. I speak astrology quite often. And the spiritual meaning of the summer solstice, it's the longest day of the year with the shortest night. And so from here on, the days are going to get longer, or is it shorter? I can't remember. I'm sorry. But this is a day that times has been one of celebration. I mean, the sun is coming into its fullness. And, of course, we know the sun is creativity. And I'm telling you, this project that Sandy has embarked upon has been nothing but vivid, full blast, unalterated creativity. There's nothing like this has been done before. People, I want you to understand this. And this came, too, through a conversation that Sandy and I had about all of the different webinars and summits that they offer for you to listen to on Facebook and through other organizations. And we talked about how, isn't it interesting that all of the experts, all of the people in the know are all non-African melanated people. You know, maybe on some of the spirituality ones, you'll have a Yanla Van Zandt or Beckwith. But those are the only two. And so, Sandy, my hat goes off to you and your crew, because you're doing the dang thing. And it's going to be absolutely fabulous, fantastic, mouth dropping, jaw dropping, eye wide, tears streaming. I mean, it's going to be short of phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. So I hope I answered the question about the somersaulters, but it definitely is a time for celebration throughout the world.
Thank you, Star. You know, sometimes even while doing the interview, there was one person that I simply was at a loss for words, and I had nothing else to say. His testimony was so powerful. And you'll get a chance to experience all of that. If you have any questions or you want to add to the conversation, feel free to. If you're already on, if you've already called in, just push 1 on your dial. And if you're on another device, you can call us at 516-531-9819. And let's hear your voice and what it is that you have to say about what we're doing. And so one of the things that Star and I have had conversation about on our long road trip that we've been engaged in is how there are so many facets to our life as people of color, particularly people of African descent, which we all are, but anyway, of African descent who directly identifies with that, is that, you know, some of the traumas from that voyage from the motherland over here may have created, and more than likely created, situations that are still within our DNA. And so as we've gone out and interviewed and talked with individuals, you can feel this energy coming up and coming out. And so it's like this was such an important process to take, because you could feel the ancestors. It's like, man, we finally have an avenue to heal some of this unresolved trauma that we've been carrying around as a people. So it's not just, you know, it's not just the black woman, the black man, but it's as a people, we're still hurting, and we don't know why we do some of the stuff that we do. But when you listen to these 60-plus presenters, you're going to get it. Some are offering suggestions on things that you could do to improve your overall health. Some are talking about the lies that just permeate our existence, our families, and that we need to start telling the truth about it so that we can stop repeating all of this, you know, all of the drama that we create and we don't know why. It's because we don't talk the truth. We don't tell the truth within our families about things. And not all families, let me preface that too, not all families, but it's enough of that that's going around in our communities that are causing us not to live up to our full potential. We come from royalty. We come from a place that's rich. Come from a place of sickness and disease. But if you go to any inner neighborhood, I don't even know what we call them now. When I was coming up, they were ghettos. But you go into the communities where people of color live, and there's a few things that you're going to see in each one of those neighborhoods. They're going to be all of the fast food places. There's going to be, we call them package stores here in the South or in Atlanta, in Los Angeles. They call them liquor stores. You're going to have dialysis centers. And the newest phenomenon to me is the drug stores, the CVS and the Rite Aids and Walgreens, all of those. How they're just, like, multiplying everywhere. And so we got to stop and think, why is all of this stuff in our communities, right? So those are just some of the things I like to throw up because we need to talk about this stuff. So we're just allowing ourselves to be manipulated into believing that we're sick and sickly. When we hit a certain age, and that seemed to be getting younger and younger, when we hit a certain age, we got to be on some kind of pill because, and we're getting fatter and fatter and fatter because we've lost the skill of preparing our own foods in the kitchen. Now, most of y'all, okay, let me back up. I can't say most of y'all. I'll be 68 in a couple of weeks, and we're going to party, too. But anyway, I'll be 68 in a couple of weeks. I remember coming up, there was nothing like the smell of real food. We didn't call it real food because we didn't have all of this stuff that we have today. But the smell of food coming out the kitchen, and your mama taught you, your brothers, the boys and the girls, taught everybody how to cook. My brother that died back in 1980, he made the best German chocolate cake in the whole family. And so we learned how to prepare food. A lot of children today don't even know that most of that food comes out the ground, you know, like vegetables come out the ground. They think it all starts in the grocery store. And we're not helping them. We're not training them. We're not teaching them any different. And so that's why we got children with ADHD, which, Star, you want to tell them the story on that one?
Remind me what the story is, other than the fact that the kids just, the parents are feeding them the processed foods, which the chemicals are driving the bodies to do certain things, along with giving people low IQ. And we're like in a chemical warfare. So they diagnose children with this ADHD and ADHH, or I can't remember all of the acronyms and the letters. But then after that, after the diagnosis, then they're prescribed these medications to really dumb the children down so that they're not a nuisance in the classroom or whatever, when really all that's needed is for the child to eat a different way of eating, a different diet. And so it's really sad. You know, it's very sad. But you talked about all the different fast food places in our community. And Sandy, it was you and I that I don't know which one of them Carolinas we was in, but we were in one of them. And I mean, it was like a 3-block area. There were at least like every fast food chain there was on both sides of the street were in it. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I think we were
still
in South Carolina.
I knew it was one of the Linas, one of the Carolinas,
yeah.
Yes. And I know that I've heard it referred to as death row, you know, because each of those companies that they have programmed us to think that we don't have enough time to eat. They programmed us to think that we can't afford healthy food. So all you got to do is have a couple of dollars and you can go and get the, what would it be if it's not healthy, the unhealthy food, just so that you can have a full before. I mean, really, I mean, like when you're in the grocery store and they have a section in the grocery store that's called the health food area, then what's the rest of the grocery store
and
then?
And it's the smallest,
you know,
section out the whole store.
Right, right. So we have to pay attention to the words that we speak and the words that we speak, and then we take them on, you know. But, yeah, this is what's happening to our children, and it's another form of child abuse because the children don't go out and work and bring home the money and bring home the bacon. The parents do. And so it's what we're choosing for our families and directly our children that's causing these problems. And we're just going too fast. And another thing, too, you talked about eating real food. You know, they're talking about now real food is cooking from scratch. That used to be, that term used to be used when people, when the cake mixes first came out, and people would brag about, ooh, my auntie can cook, can bake a cake from scratch. Now they're talking about just food in general coming from scratch. And that's
really
a shame. Yes. Oh, yes. These younger people.
I didn't know
that one. That it's a common term, cooking from scratch. Yeah.
Mm. But see, they've done their research, and that's what a lot of us don't give credit to, you know, that it this is not just a fly-by-night kind of thing. They have taken people into laboratories. They've done research. They know exactly what makes you crave all of these different foods, and they've created the chemicals that match the pleasure centers of the tongue, which is then associated with the pleasure points, I think is what you call the pleasure, the bliss points in your brain. And so all of that has been carefully calculated and researched. They know exactly how much salt and sugar and fat and what combination to get a person hooked on fast foods. Why you see, you know, children that won't eat anything but chicken nuggets and french fries. You know, there's never anything green or live that they're consuming. And then they wash it down. And the parents are, you know, are buying them, the sodas or the sports drinks and all of that kind of stuff. But let me just say, on the ADHD, I just find it interesting that that's the only ailment in our society where a school personnel person can actually diagnose a child. No medical training that they can just say that this child has ADHD, tell the parent freaks out, takes the child to the doctor, and gets put on the medicine that Star was talking about a little while ago. And so, and then this medicine, it's been proven and documented, researched, that it leads to all of these ill behaviors that's in our children, you know, that we shake our head and be like, oh, they just, you know, they just no good kids, and that's not true. It's because of the medication. Guy that supposedly named what the condition is, the ADHD, said that he made that up. He said that on his deathbed is what is being reported, is that there really is no such condition as ADHD. And I remember my grandson, who is now 22, was in kindergarten in a private school, and the teacher was out, and I was looking for work at the time, so I went in as a substitute teacher. And so when the kids first got to school, they had like breakfast or I'm gonna call it breakfast for lack of a better term, and it was waffle with syrup. And then a couple of hours or like 90 minutes later, then they had a little snack, and the snack was fruit roll-ups. And then they were sitting in these straight lines behind each other in class. And so all they're seeing is the back of somebody's head. And, you know, come on now. After a while, you would mess with the person in front of you too, you know. And then at lunchtime, it was some more sugar. Never went outside. They never saw sun. They never got fresh air. And so the class was a little unruly. It was. But instead of the principal being cognizant of what was going on, she wanted, especially the boys, the black boys, she wanted to diagnose all of them as being ADHD. And so she wanted to say that about my grandson, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to let you call him that, you know. I said, give me a week in here with the children, I said, and let me just do something differently than what you're doing. I said, because to me, it's too much sugar. They're consuming too much sugar. Everything that you've given them this day is all sugar. And so she was like, well, okay, so what I did, on my own dime, and remember, I was looking for work, so that kind of tell you where I was financially. But so I went, and I got fresh fruits and vegetables, and we had bananas and apples, you know, things like that. And then on snack time, we went outside, and they ran around the field. They got fresh air and sunlight and like that. Then we took the chairs, and we made a circle. You know, then I gave every day I'd have two and three different teacher assistants, you know, so they were responsible for helping the other kids and all like that. And at the end of the week, there was no disciplinary problems going on with any of those children. You know, so I'm like, all you got to do is take away some of that sugar. You got them hyped up like they're addicts or something, you know. So we got to be diligent in what happening not only within our own homes but within the school system with our children also. So we got a caller, 8. Would you give us your name and your contribution, please?
Yes, how you doing, Aunt Sandy? This is Ali calling out of San Diego,
hey,
California. How
all
you
right.
doing? I'm listening.
Ali in the house.
Yeah, well, you know, the world's in the house, you know. Because that's
go.
What we're talking
go.
About. That's what we're talking about. And, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, you know. Nothing. And I'm kind of glad that everything is happening and the kids is being deceived. And I'm kind of happy for it. And don't get me wrong. Hear me out now. I'm happy for it because I know. Now I really know. The Most High knows where to go target. I love it when they show out, do wrong and all that, because that's where the Most High know where to go. And if we just sit back and do what he say, like pray and watch and pray, that's all we can do. You know what I mean? And so if we want to do something now about the system, I mean, you know, I think we should take our kids out that system, period. We should have been took the kids out of the schools long time ago, but we left them there. You know, and then that here come technology. They technologize our kids. We knew technology was coming back in the 80s. Some brothers was talking about it back then. Didn't nobody want to hear them. You know, they thought
yep.
they was crazy and stuff. You know, but we didn't listen to each other. It's like we don't listen to each other now. But it's too late to listen to each other now because we all know what's going on now. Everybody know. You know, so it's like we all talking. And it's good to get the message out there to these people, but the message has been out there. They've been bamboozled. Take our kids out of them schools, man. You know, we don't need them sugar drinks. You know, I drank my urine. But that's why I didn't say nothing for the first hour of the show. I was gargling urine in my mouth for 20 minutes. You know what I mean? For real. You know, because
right,
it's going to help
right.
tartar and help tartar and plaque come off my teeth, which can save me some money that I might not have to go to the dentist. I got something on me right now that I can use that'll help me for free. You know,
right.
So it's a lot of things that people, well, they want to be given everything. Everybody think they entitled to something. You know, ain't nobody entitled to nothing. The only thing you entitled to is what the Most High got for you, and that's it. And most of us don't even know what that is to this day. We think we do. We think we on the right path because it feels good to us, you know, and we know how to contribute back. We push that love out. That's what you do. Life, love, and wellness, ain't Sandy, and that's why I call your show, because you push the love out. You know, and that's what we got to stay on. Just keep pushing the love, man. So that's all I want to say. I'm going to go back on mute and listen to you. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I appreciate you, too, lady, young lady, because that's what you are. We all young under the Most High.
That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate you, Ali, for calling in, because you stirred up some other things, too, because you're absolutely right. We have allowed our children to be educated by a system that has no good for them in mind. And a lot of the information, I know when I was coming up, because I could never get into a lot of that stuff. You know, like, I mean, I was a straight-A student, but it didn't really interest me. You know what I'm saying? But it was because it was all a lie. And somewhere in my body knew that that stuff wasn't right. So don't take it too seriously and don't, you know, be committing all that stuff to your memory, because something about this, it just didn't ring right for me, you know. And so and now as we get into this computer age, and that's good to it too, Ali, because we're more, we have to be careful. We have to use our faculty of discernment as we go and we learn about these different researches and things like that that's been done. And we really, really, really must know who our financial sponsors are, like WebMD, for any of you guys that think you get the holy truth from WebMD. You do not. They're owned by Monsanto and the pharmaceutical companies, and so they're giving you information which is going to support what they do and to keep you going to the doctor getting prescriptions filled out. So just, you know where your information is coming from, and so that even if we allow our children, Ali, to stay in the schools, we got to teach them what's right and what's true when they get home. So we can't always allow other people to educate our children and to direct what they know or what they believe as a central part of who they are. There's got to be more than that. You know, there's got to be the village. We need to recreate the village so that everybody is contributing to that child's knowledge. So maybe, you know, one evening they go over to this with this person, and this person teaches them culinary skills. They go over here and they learn gardening skills, or they go over here and they learn about emotional wellness. And so, you know, all of, like, and then the natural aspects, what you're talking about, like urine therapy. I was telling a friend of mine earlier today that a rash broke out on my midriff. So I put aged urine on it, and, the itching went away, and it started clearing up. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. There are so many things that we could do with the liquid gold that comes from out of our body, you know, and especially when you're eating clean. And by clean, I mean you're eating God's groceries. You're eating natural plants that's coming from out of the ground that are not genetically modified. That carries their own source of dangers to our systems. And so our bodies are so divinely made and created, and the vegetables, we talked about this a little bit last week, that our fruits and our vegetables, they're the creator, the Most High, God, Buddha, Allah, whatever you want to call that entity, the creator of all living things was so meticulous in the creation that if you can't read a book and you don't know what you should be eating because you got a ache in your abdomen or your eye, you can look at the inside of any fruit or vegetable and just look at it long enough, and it will resemble every organ in your body or the organ that is meant to supplement, to benefit. That's how that's how incredible this universe is. But now if you get something that's genetically modified, I don't know what you're going to get when you look at it on the inside. I've heard all kinds of stories about people cutting open some of those genetically modified fruits and vegetables and what's contained therein. But you stick with God's groceries. That's what I call them. You stick with God's
Amen.
Groceries.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
You
I want to say, I wanted to say this too, because you mentioned something. You know, they got a lot of researches going on around the world where, you know, hospital facilities and small doctor facilities, you know, they be needing the people in the community to do the research, and they compensate them for it. You know, it could be you could watch TV for 2 hours, or you could take a drive and study under the influence of, you know, now the legal marijuana. All these things you can do, right, to get paid, you know, for compensated for the surveys and research they want to do. Now, here's the game. Here's the game. They don't want you in the research. Well, at least now in the last 5 or 6 years, I know they don't want you in the research now if you're not already sick. And the catch is they tell you they want you in the research if you're healthy, right? But when you get down there and they see that blood and stuff, and they take that urine test and stuff, and if you're healthy, they don't want you to do the study. So now we got to look at, well, what is this? So if you got AIDS, you could do the study. If you got diabetes, you could do the study. You understand? But it's like they want to make sure that you have these sicknesses to come to their study, and they tell you, you know, they want you to be healthy so everybody come down there. They want to disguise it instead of them just asking for sick people. You know, to come down, they want to disguise and say everybody come down, but they're really looking for six folks because they want to get you down there so they can hurry up and kill you. You see, if you ain't got nothing and they stick you, they can't justify it. So they're killing a lot of our brothers and sisters and people in general through these researches, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a book that I read, and it took me a long time to read it because it – and my cousin told me about it. Shout out to Jolene Armstead. I want to say about 8 or 9 years ago. And she told me about this book. She's like, cuz, you got to read this book. She said, it may be a little hard for you to read. And, you know, I'm like, nah, I can read it. I can read it. But it's by this lady called Harriet A. Washington. It's called Medical Apartheid. And she tells of all of the research that you're talking about, Ali. And she was she noted that this orphanage up in New York, they were taking little kids and injecting them with HIV and AIDS, whatever it was, you know, for them to then be diagnosed with a positive reading on those, and so that they could see what medicines they could come up with to treat it or whatever. But, you know, that was just so sad to me. Like, you know, somebody would be that cruel. Why would you take these kids that's already, you know, got the short end of the stick, so to speak, you know, and now you want to just give them additional worries, you know, like just no respect for the person's life. And so it really did take me a long time, but they're still doing it is the point. They're still doing it. And just like you said, I didn't know all the details like you just gave it, but I certainly believe it. You know, I certainly believe it. I went to a meeting last week, town hall meeting, and the pharmaceutical company had actually put it on, had supported it, sponsored it. And I tell you, the words that were coming from out of the speaker's mouth was just like words of death, you know, and why the person has to stay on it, and it may cause this and it may do that, but you got to keep taking it and grin and bear it and, you know, and all of like that. And I'm like, wow. And so we must monitor what's coming through our ears. You know what I'm saying? Like what we're listening to, be it the music, be it the television, be it social media, be it whatever. We must be vigilant about what it is and then what comes out of our mouths to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like spreading a disease to somebody else with all of the nonsense that you know, sometimes I just shake my head at some of the stuff I hear people saying to each other, and you'd be like, dang, really? And so the last point, Ali, that you made was about that I wanted to address was that it's too late. It's never too late, baby. The only time that it's too late is when you're physically walking on this earth, and then you can always affect the change on the other side. So it's never too late. We can't go around with that language, because then we allow this crap to continue to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it's okay that dialysis is now a big business in the communities of people of color. It's big business to have fast foods and food deserts. Now, and see, that's one of them things. You know how you hear somebody say something, you just kind of shake your head like, what did they just say? I never heard of any such thing as a food desert. When I came up and we were in the so-called, you know, deprived area, Watts, California, man, we had food, you know what I'm saying? There was always a grocery store, and now there's places that are called food deserts where people don't have access to food. To me, that's just insane.
Whew. Amen. Now, I wasn't meaning it was too late for us as a people. I mean, it was too late for us to be sitting here talking to each other about, you know, not us on the phone in general, as a people, to talk to each other about what's wrong. We know what's wrong. That's what I mean by it was too late to keep talking about that. I should have said it's a waste of time, really, because everybody knows what's wrong. You know, now we got to figure out what to do. Everybody said, what we need to do is, what we got to do. And I'd be like, okay, well, let's do it now. Let's all of you that want to talk about what we got to do, let's meet up like me and you did, Auntie Sally, at the symposium. We met up. See, we break the chain when we say what we need to do is we come together and actually meet each other and try to break that chain. But a lot of these people just be running their mouths and they're talking about it over and over and over, and after a while, some of these brothers of our color, I mean, people of our color, they get tired of hearing all these so-called leaders talk all that same old drama, you know? It don't make no sense. After a while, I mean, I may be selfish, but after a while, I feel like if a person ain't just running his mouth, I feel like, man, you ain't got enough pee in your mouth to be talking to me, man. For real. it's real serious right now, you know.
Hey,
but yeah, Auntie, you're right. So I mean, I wasn't saying that it was too late for us. No, we can do it. Like I said, we can take our kids out right now. We got to find out what we can do right now. We can't wait no more. You understand?
Right. Exactly.
And we need Dr. Richardson. We need Dr. Richardson because Dr. Richardson can help everybody. He can help us all. You know. Yes, ma'am. That guy right there and people like yourself and him, see, we can start our own hospital.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, you know, it's a new day. That's all I've got to say for right now. It's a new day, and we must be about the business. That's why, you know, like I went to the chiropractor office, and I do that as part of my wellness program. I go to the chiropractor every week. You know, we got a program here in Atlanta where, you know, you get the service for free if you are on Medicare, so or you got your Medicare card or whatever. You're over 65, and so I go every week for an adjustment and let the, you know, the students work on me, and I just love it. I love it. But so the young lady today was saying that her grandmother is 77, and they just diagnosed her with cancer that has spread, you know, to various parts of her body and stuff. And so, you know, she knows me. I've been around her for a while now. And so my comment to her was, you know, like I get really concerned how these doctors just say you got all of this stuff all throughout your body, but they never show you a diseased part when they take it out of you or anything, you know. So you're just going on faith that they, what they're telling you is true. And then they start shooting all this poison in your body by radiation and chemotherapy, and that's sure to kill you, you know. So like, because she was saying her grandmother didn't want to take it. I said, your grandmother is smart. You know, she knows the dangers that's in that stuff. Like my mom knew. She didn't know how to articulate it to everyone about her skepticism about the increase in drugs that were being made in the laboratories and stuff like that. But she told enough people where she grabbed the attention of some of us, and you know, and that's why I do what I do, you know. It's because she piqued my interest back there. And I knew that doctor said, Lysandra, you have an ulcer, so you got to take this medicine for the rest of your life. And here I was, you know, I believe the white coat, and I'm taking the pills for the rest of my life until it started coming out of the pores of my skin. I had diarrhea. I was throwing it up. It was like it was coming out of my ears. It was coming out of every part of my body. And get to the hospital, they running all these tests, the upper GI, the lower GI, drink this stuff, drink that stuff, you know. And the internist, they couldn't find anything. And so the internist finally came in there and said, well, you know, we're really having a hard time trying to figure out why your body is excreting all of this, you know. And he said, so are you on any medications? I'm like, yeah, I'm only on one. So he said, well, what is that? I said, Tagamet is for my ulcer. And he's like, I've looked at your x-rays, and you don't have an ulcer. I said, see, it worked, right? It worked. He's like, no, ma'am. He said, anytime. Right, you know, because the white coat told me. And he's like, anytime you have an ulcer, it will always show up on your x-rays. And so that's how I knew. That was my first indication that something just was not right with that whole picture, you know. And then my mom was saying that, you know, she's going in my ear, you know, about find what kind of herbs you need to take. And so we need to spark that interest in everybody. Anytime somebody starts, you know, a conversation with you about, you know, my grandmama this, my mama that, and they trying to put her on this, and she just got this now, because we all think we're supposed to be sick. That's bullshit. We ain't got to be sick.
Not at all.
And may I interject? May I interject, please? May I interject, please? Please? Please?
I just opened up your... How you going to be talking about can I interject? Go ahead, Omar.
Please, please. But the hard part about this, and the scientific world, they know this. Knowledge is not intelligence, and intelligence is not wisdom. You acquire all those different ways. But I say all that to say this. There are frequencies that actually obliterate cancer, obliterate diabetes, get rid of all of this. But the people that come up with these technologies, they can't be publicized. They can't be put out there. In fact, the people that actually design a machine that actually takes cancers, anything that the body has a problem with matches its resonant frequency. And we, y'all have been talking about it all along. You just really haven't kind of given it its due when you talk about, I took this chemotherapy and I went through the radiation. All of those are frequencies. And the hard part about, one other thing, and I'm gonna shut my trap here, but the hard part about the hard part about the medicines is that no one will say all of that, every one of those has side effects. That's the hard part about medicine. So we actually kill ourselves, and I'll stop there.
Yeah. Oh, but you're absolutely right, and you know, and so there's an art. There's an art to that too, and I just was laughing on the play on words right there. So I didn't intend to do it
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. But there is an art, and I'm starting to understand it more.
Yeah, because so they know the reason why you don't hear commercials on the radio as much as you do on the TV, because they're playing up to your visual senses. So they got people, you know, making love out on the beach. You know, the water is just crashing on the shore and all of that. And, you know, nice-looking woman, nice-looking man, and, you know, the birds singing and all that kind of stuff. And they're telling you that these people have taken, let's find a name, they're taking honey. And so go ask your doctor for the honey. And then, you know, so now they're, you know, they're strolling along the beach now, right? And then the voice comes and says, now, it may cause you to lose your feet and your legs. They may have to be amputated. Your heart may stop beating. You may bleed out at any time. Or, you know, you're going to lose all of your motor skills. It tells you all of that. But what you don't hear, you don't hear it because you're looking at this beautiful couple out on the water having fun. And so that's what I'm saying, it's all calculated. And we don't know why we're doing the crap that we're doing, but they've studied you guys. They know what gets you to go to your doctor. I think I need some honey because I got restless leg syndrome. I was like, because that was one of the funniest ones in the world to me. Get your butt up and walk around your house if you got restless leg syndrome. Why you got to go take a pill? You know, so we've been dumbed down, like Star was saying earlier, with some of the other mediums. Social media have our kids where they don't communicate, they don't fellowship, they don't talk with each other. They don't go outside. They got all of these gadgets up in their faces all the time. So, all right, go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, if I can interject, the reason why the visual commercials work the way they do is because they use subliminals in the commercials, and so. Yes, while you may see a couple holding hands walking down the beach, there is in the picture itself words that say sex or penis. I mean, this is what they actually have in there, and they flash it so quickly. So you're going to go because you've been suggested. It's been suggested. You've been programmed. That's why they call it programming, and it's the tell lie vision. You've been programmed that this is what you must have so you can have sex and get a penis.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all that other stuff about what they said about the, you know, the side effects. Oh, that is overruled by the flashing sex and penis that kept going in front of your face. So, you know. To me, it's just best that you just cut off the TV, period, because it is designed to program you, to reprogram you and reprogram you so that all we are just robots doing what we've been told to do, okay? So as long as they, you know, I heard this guy say, oh, the other day I was at the mall, oh, I can't wait to get off so I can go home and see the Atlanta Housewives. I mean, he just had the whole lineup for the evening. All it was all this, these programs where, you know, people are calling each other names and disrespecting,
yeah,
nothing but drama. And, you know, and imagine the kind of advertisements and commercials they have on those shows so that they can even draw the people in even more to be controlled and dummied down,
mm-hmm,
and robotish. So, you know, this is the kind of talk that we need to have on a continuous basis with everybody, because this is not common knowledge to people. It is not. And so, you know, what they say in the African proverb, each one teach one. We must
right
teach those things that we know, you know. And somebody said, well, whatever happened to common sense? You know what? We don't have it anymore. What I possess is uncommon sense, because if it was so common, why does not everyone have it? Okay. So with that, I'm going to mute out.
And here's the hard part. Here's the hard part about this. We are given this at such an early age.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong when I interject this. But religion probably killed more people on this planet than anything you can think of. Just religion itself. Even right today, Iran, Iraq, all the Jews, you know, all that. But it's about religion. And basically, we've been given our definition of life. We've been given our definition of civilization. We've been given our definition of what we call life. So it's real hard to stop wanting my $150 Jordans. It's real hard for me not to want my week. I've gotten so accustomed to this. And so when you come to me with your knowledge, this is where I am with my walk right now. You can lead a man to knowledge, but you cannot make them think. And that's the hard part about sharing knowledge. And I'll stop there.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. I'm saying, I really appreciate what the sister said, because that hit me, you know, and that's true. We got to keep teaching our people, man, because if they under them chemicals and everything that we're talking about, they don't even know that the teaching is going on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They got low class and no class because there's no schooling around. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's why, and it's serious, and I really appreciate that, what she said. Thank you. You know, I mean, I knew it, but, you know, I'm just, my mindset sometimes be like, you know, because I always know that the Most High got the, you know, got the chosen ones, and all everybody ain't chosen. And just like the minister just said, you know, the religion, you know, well, a lot of us broke that religion chain. We got delivered from that religion chain because we went into the spirit, see. So the God that I'm talking about is in me. I'm not talking about no God in no book. I ain't talking about no government God either, you know, because like the lady just said, we each one teach one. And I was taught to come out of her and come out of this wickedness world and go into myself, because I learned that it's from the inside out, not from the outside in.
Exactly.
And that's,
you know, it's interesting,
yeah,
that I had a conversation with a young lady earlier today on that same topic, and what her thoughts were, and so in line with what Art is saying and what you're saying, Ali, and I think what Star hinted at as well, is that religion have divided so many people and have created so much separation in the body of humanity that it caused more harm than it was set to do, you know. And maybe not, you know, maybe that was the original intention. But spirituality certainly is different from religion. Religion is man-made, is created in a laboratory. And spirituality is our connection to the Most High, to the one source of all life.
And just everyone on the call, I have to do this because we may never see each other again, hear each other again, but I have to share this point with everyone on this phone right now. Never forget, You talked about that spiritual inside of you. The very, very smallest part of our physical makeup is a spiritual atom. And not atom, A-D-A-M, but A-T-O-M, a spiritual atom. Just like atoms make up different parts of your body. Well, the very smallest part is a spiritual atom. And probably, if not invariably, the greatest, how do you say, we always overlook our power. And the greatest power that we have as a species is the pineal gland. And I'm through with that. I'm through with that.
Amen. Oh. Amen. I look in the mirror every day, and that's when I see them eyes blink, and I see them eyes watch, and when I see them eyes watch my mouth talk, and I can hear it, that's when I knew that Adam you was talking about.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. I've been given a, I've been given a, how do you say, a path in life that is to be at least talked about, if not necessarily known. But when you start out in the Catholic school, and then you go to the regular old public school, you change your religion. So you, I went from Catholic to being Methodist, from being Methodist to being Baptist, to being Baptist to be Lutheran. And then I ended up in, just haphazardly, I had to go to a theological school, a Bible school. And naturally,
oh,
if I'm going to go there, I'm sorry, please.
Well, I was going to say, you're full of the Spirit then, sir. You got it all in you, man. That's what the Most High is. Ain't nothing wrong with
well,
you.
They,
I appreciate you, man. I feel
like I'm
you
sorry.
Said,
I'm sorry.
You said knowledge
I'm
ain't
sorry.
Wisdom. And you said knowledge ain't wisdom. And
let
and,
me
and,
let
and
me say that again. Let me say that again. Let me say that again because I don't. I want to get it straight. Knowledge is not intelligence. We get the knowledge. We get the learning. And then I'm going to apply this. So I'm going to be with my knowledge. I'm going to use my knowledge. But there comes a time when something called wisdom has to kick in. And the only way to acquire that is with time. That's one. That's the only way. They're all different ways. So I'll stop there.
Amen.
Okay, but my point is, today in this environment, there are, how do you say, changes that are happening right before our face, right in front of us, but we can't see it because of that, well, that college that we went to, that redundancy that we hear in the 23rd verse, that all this garbage that we ingest. And never forget, the way computers work, you get a little virus and you get enough garbage, you're going to give garbage. So garbage in, garbage out. And that's what we do when we sit in front of that tell lie vision. We absorb so much garbage. And don't never underestimate the power of the body. Your subconscious is working even right now. And that's why we went over the knowledge is not intelligence and intelligence is not wisdom, because of the subconscious. I want to get this in concrete. And that's where we are today. The environment is changing, and we can see it around us. Everywhere you look, cities, countries are underwater. Explain that one, Lucy. Countries are underwater. Well, I'm going to go. I have to kind of digress. But this has happened before, and this is why the female is the most important thing to watch in our environment, because she does this one thing that this earth is doing, that this universe is doing, that this whole existence does. It cycles. And they can let you know, when you go through that cycle, there are things that are released, there are things that are enhanced, there are things that are happening in that cycle. And we're at the end of one cycle. I think they call it the New Age Order. When I was coming up, there was a group that said, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So we're going into a new age right now.
That's right.
The stars are aligning. The stars are aligning different. And there are different energies that are in our environment right now that we just don't even talk about, don't even understand, don't even care about. But I will say this. For this people that we call the black species on this planet, the pineal is not only our greatest asset, but it's an asset that's trying to be wiped off this planet. And I'll stop there.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening, is we are shifting into the age of Aquarius. We are coming out of the age of Pisces. The age of Pisces is the age of Christianity. Pisces rules Christianity. And the motto for Pisces is, I believe. So Christians are the believers, okay? And they take everything that's handed down to them with total belief. Now we're going into the age of Aquarius. Aquarius's motto is I know. We don't take nothing for face value. We go out and seek the answers for ourselves. Okay, this is the new age. This is the age of spirituality. This is the age where all the secrets, all the everything that's been hidden, the covers are being snatched off. You know, that's why all these men are being pointed out as those that abused women in the past. That's why all of these companies that have done harm to billions of people are now being exposed. It's the influence of the age of Aquarius. So, I mean, it's very powerful. There's nothing we can do about it but sit and watch it. And for those of us that know what's going on, marvel in the truth. Sandy said that this is the Truthful Tuesday. That's what Aquarius is all about the truth and nothing but the truth. Amen.
Well, I say to you, sister.
I'm Aquarius. I'm bringing it. It's coming.
And thank you,
you know
you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you did, darling.
That's right.
We've got
Aquarius.
One more caller on here. I just want to ask her if she wants to speak up. Eve, do you have anything to add? Wow, I sure do. It's time to, I'm loving it. It's time to breathe. It's time to drink some, the best fluid in the house, and we know what that is. It's time to relax. It's time to get up on the toes, stay on the toes about 20 seconds, and then I'll bring the toes up and be on the heel. Wow. And then turn from the waistline and press the tummy in towards your back. And, hey, and think, and never stop thinking and live in your best way forever and forever and forever and always. And it's never too late. Love y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, before
and be not, excuse me, Sandy, one more little poignant thing, but be not dismayed because out of the darkness will come the light. We
there
did this in the fourth grade. We took a blob of black paint and started making dilutions from that one black spot. And we'd use those dilutions in combination. We started getting all the reds and the greens and the primaries, those dark ones. But as that black spot got thinner and thinner, we mixed those combinations, then we got the yellows and the pastels. And guess what we got towards the end? We got white.
Nick,
be not dismayed at the end.
Yeah.
When it was so very thin, yes. We were able to get white from that. But I say all that to say this. The pineal gland on this planet interacts with these frequencies that the Egyptians, Sumerians, they don't even talk about Phoenicians anymore. I don't think that's even a word anymore. But they understood these forces in our environment. And I think a group of people understand these forces in our environment. That's why the new black market item, the number one black market item today, it ain't heroin. It ain't even weed. It's black organs. Organs from people of color, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm through with that. I'm through with that.
Thank you, Sam, for adding it. Go ahead, Star.
But before we close out the show, I do want to let our audience know that our collaborative, our team, will be on NSYNC Radio TV, this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock in the evening, from 7 until 9. So did you want to, finish that up now that I put it out there?
No, you have the information and everything, right?
Well, it's going to be on Wanda D. Hollis's show, I Am Enough, NSYNC Radio. I don't, I didn't think to ask her for the telephone number. I did fall my job on that. I'm sorry. So what they can do.
Yeah, because I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, they can look on your page and we'll have it on there.
Okay.
That's all I can do. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got thrown off.
Yeah, no.
But thank you for bringing it up. So check my page, like on Thursday, you guys, or even Sunday if you want. But it's Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And there's going to be about four or five of the team members on talking about the summit and the wellness movement and pretty much having a discussion like we're having tonight, because the host of that show, man, she's very knowledgeable and she knows how to stir up a conversation as well. So, but I really appreciate you guys.
She also has it on her Facebook page live, so that if they want to see it live on Facebook on her page, it would be the Wanda D. Hollis Facebook page. And Hollis,
well, timing is everything. Timing is everything.
Yeah,
H-O-L-L-I. Wanda D. Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S.
That's Little Wanda, right?
Little Wanda?
I don't know about Little Wanda.
No, Little L-A.
No, it's Wanda, W-A-N-D-A.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
I still went over my head.
I'm going to say continue to move, and just like we have done this evening, and from now on, we'll get everything we need. A lot of love to all of us.
Yeah, thank you. And so I got a good report. I got a little garden started, and I'll tell you, putting your hands in dirt and then planting the seeds and pulling the weeds and then you see your vegetable come up, it is nothing like that in the world. I haven't done it in years. And for those of you that need some type of therapy, I would suggest growing your own food, starting a garden, and enjoying the fruits of your labor. It is really, really, man, I've been out there. Like last week, I went two different days and spent 3 hours pulling weeds and stuff and helping my neighbors, because it's a community garden. And that experience right there, man, you be sweating and everything, but there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. You'd be reminded. And so that's another form of grounding. There's tremendous health benefits in grounding. So if you ever get to a place where you can't figure out your way, where you're going, how you're getting there, why you're doing what you're doing, take your shoes off and walk through some grass or hug a tree. I did that on Saturday, I think it was. I was out in the park hugging trees. But you just want to touch base with nature, with what's real, because all of this other stuff. So we're close to the end of the show, and so we got about 1 minute left. And so Ali, Star, Art, or either one of you guys have anything, in close, I'll open the floor up to you.
Yeah, I want to say I thank each and every, I'm gonna say this in respect, so don't take it wrong, but I want to thank each one of my elders on this phone here, because like the man said, you get wisdom with time, and you guys been here a little more longer than I have and have more time here on this planet, so I'm soaking up that wisdom right now, and I just want to thank you guys. And then giving me an opportunity to chime in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Star.
I'm so happy that we had this time together to talk about the things that we don't usually talk about. Thank you for having this vehicle and this platform for conversation like this to go out on the airwaves. Thank you.
Thank you, Star. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will say there's a great deal of electromagnetic energy in our environment now. And what electromagnetic energy is now, it's vibrational energy with electricity.
So may the force be with all of you. Okay, I'm through with that.
That's not Aquarius, my brother. That's not Aquarius.
Sorry about that.
This is still cute. What you did, now you done messed around and brought in the Queen Black Panther. That's right. I'm balling it, too. I'm balling it.
Are you?
Wakanda. Wakanda forever.
All right. Look, you guys, tune in. Next week we're going to have a show on urine therapy. So all of my urine therapy, pee drinking friends are going to be on here next Tuesday. So that's the first Tuesday of June. So you guys tune in and ask whatever questions you have. Share your first experience with us, because I know some of you guys out there and then secretly tried it and you don't want to tell nobody, but that's okay.
Well, you ain't got to put it out there. You ain't got to put it out there. Shoot.
That's all right, because, look, we all open about it, so, you know, we ain't got no secrets. Anyway, I love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Be sure to tune in on Sunday as well for the Instinct Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then I'll see you guys next week right here. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.